What are you thinking about? Miss Saiki asks me. About going to Spain, I reply. What are you going to do there? Eat some delicious paella. That's all. And fight in the Spanish Civil War. That ended more than 60 years ago. I know, I tell her. Lorca died and Hemingway survived. But you want to be a part of it? I nod. Yep. Blow up bridges and stuff. And fall in love with Ingrid Bergman. But in reality, I'm here in Takamatsu. And I'm in love with you. That's your tough luck. I put my arm around her. You put your arm around her. She leans against you, and a long interval of time passes. Did you know that I did this selfsame thing a long time ago, right in this same place? I know, you tell her. How do you know that? Miss Saiki asks, and looks into your eyes. I was there then. Blowing up bridges. Yes, I was there, blowing up bridges. Metaphorically. Of course. You hold her in your arms. Draw her close, kiss her. You can feel the strength deserting her body. We're all dreaming, aren't we? She says. All of us are dreaming. Why did you have to die? I couldn't help it, you reply. Together you walk along the beach back to the library. You turn off the light in your room, draw the curtains, and without another word, climb into bed and make love. Pretty much the same sort of lovemaking as the night before. With two differences, though. After sex, she starts to cry. That's one. She buries her face in the pillow, and silently she weeps. You don't know what to do. You gently lay a hand on her naked shoulder. You know you should say something, but don't have any idea what. Words have all died in the hollow of time, piling up soundlessly at the dark bottom of a volcanic lake. And this time, as she leaves, you can hear the engine of her car. That's number two. She starts the engine, turns it off for a time, as if she's thinking about something, then turns the key again and drives out of the car park. That blank, silent interval between leaves you sad, so terribly sad. Like fog from the sea, that blankness wends its way into your heart and remains there for a long, long time. Finally, it's a part of you. She leaves behind her a damp pillow wet with her tears. You touch the warmth with your hand and watch the sky outside gradually lighten. Far away, a crow caws. The earth slowly keeps on turning. But beyond any of those details of the real, there are dreams. And everyone's living in them.